Get embarrassed with us.
Thank you.
You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch.
You can't stop it.
I gotta say that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG. Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys. Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out.
Freaking out.
You look so good right now.
Give me a chant you want to leave.
Dave and Giggles. Dave and Giggles. Where did Giggles go?
Message erased.
Oh, man. All right. Here we are. Everything is popping. Everything is happening. What's going on over there? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Boo.
What you doing, Boo?
I'm sitting here. I was actually at a party last night, and we did a treasure hunt.
Ooh.
And yeah, I know it was actually a compelling game. homemade treasure hunt.
Okay.
And at the end, my team won, of course.
Of course.
And the treasure that we received was a box full of puzzles.
So to win the game, you won more games.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Story of my life.
Story of your life.
But actually, it's funny, like right before you started the show, I was like, I got it. I did it. I got this little, puzzle thing, metal puzzle, those things that are like impossible to figure out. And I got it.
It's like, what, like a doctor's office puzzle thing?
Yeah, kind of. Like when you go into those like puzzle stores and they have like trying to figure this thing out and pull it apart. And,
yeah.
They're made out of cast iron metal. So you sit there and then you get really frustrated and. But I got it, and then I put it back together, and now I can't get it undone again. I don't know what I did.
So the puzzle now is to get it apart.
Again.
So I was thinking of you not that long ago. There's that, in the West Village, there's that game room where you can rent games for the hour or whatever and play whatever game they have, and they have thousands and thousands of games. Are you familiar with that place? I don't know if you are.
I'm not familiar with that place. I don't think I ever went there, but there's a place like that here called Game House, spelled with an A and a U and no E.
Oh, that's nice.
So you gotta say like Game House.
House.
Yeah, House.
But the best game thing house. About it is, so you have all these, like, I'm gonna say it, like these nerds coming to play games, right?
Nerds, yeah.
As soon as you walk in the door, in a giant sign, it says. Because it's also, you could buy beer there. It says the minimum requirement is two beers.
Two beers.
You have to drink two beers because those guys are going there and being like, no, I don't really want any beer. No, no, no. And they're no, if you come here, you at least have to drink two beers.
Do you have any milk? I prefer milk.
Well, on the phone with us, we are Dave and Giggles, is our good pal... what do you want to go by? Do you want to go by
Artemis Space Ranger?
Yeah. So there it is, Artemis Space Ranger calling in, hanging out with
calling
us. What's been going on, buddy?
We got a puppy.
You guys got a puppy?
We got a puppy.
Oh man, what kind of puppy is it?
Big news. It's a pom.
Oh, so it's not going to get very big.
It's currently under 2 pounds, and it will probably stay under 5, fully grown.
Wow. So now I say this in the sense that have you announced it to the world, like put it on Facebook?
Oh, I'm not on Facebook, but were I on Facebook, I would probably have put some, it's official. It's
all right. So what have you come off of? Because are you on Instagram?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram.
You're on Instagram, but you're not on Facebook.
No, what? I mean, technically, I still got the account, but it was just so poisonous. It was toxic.
It's poisonous and toxic. So when did you pull the plug on it?
I don't know. It was sometime last year, or almost, over a year ago. I get on every now and then. I'll be honest. I get on it because,
so it's not like you pulled the plug on it. You just said, like, all right, I'm just not going to go there because it doesn't interest me.
You know what it was? Like, I didn't remove electricity from my home. I just unplugged my devices.
Right.
I still have the outlet.
Right. It's still going. The juice is still flowing.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of whether you're using it or not. You know,
I'm still on the grid.
I'm still on the grid, but I'm just not using the juice.
That's right.
All right. Well, there it is. I saw you guys went to the resistance parade, I'll call it, because it's really a women's march, but there was men there too. So,
of course.
Right.
Men love women.
Men love women. I've not heard anything from Giggles over there. What is going on over there?
What's going on?
I don't know. He's been staring at me. He left the phone call for a little while. He's back on. Now he's got a whole bunch of wires in his hand. I don't know what he's doing. He just quit again. He just left the phone call again.
it's possible he's a Trump supporter.
Maybe. I mean, you never know with him, I guess, right?
You don't know.
So you guys went.
Dangerous? Is that dangerous to say? Do we have to establish political allegiances before we talk?
That's always a good question. It kind of is, because I know a lot of people who are like with someone, like older people, who like their others are for one side or the other, and they've come, you know, to the point where, like, I don't know if I can do this. Like, this is too much. And should we just be like, all right, let's whatever. Whatever's going on, let's not let it affect us.
Yeah. Sure.
It's hard not to say that, because, like, it's so in our face right now where it's, like, really the only thing that I can think about anymore.
Right, at the moment.
At the moment.
But you know what, though? Like, I feel like we got to move on.
Right.
I'm not saying we need to forget. I'm saying in order to actually see the change that we need.
Yeah.
Not necessarily in our leader, but just in our government. Honestly, I think, you know, let me. I'll have big conversation. In the end, this boils down for me is that we've abused the right to vote. We no longer look at it as a. We've taken it for granted. It really should not be thought of as a right, but as a civic duty.
Right. Right. I agree with you, and everyone should vote. Although, like, I really think that I have, like, a bad luck in voting. But
what, you think you cursed this election? Is that what happened?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with everybody. The last time I voted was for Al Gore.
So why is that? I don't understand why that's, you got bad luck.
Well,
I feel like
he won the popular vote. He won the popular vote, and then
are you saying you didn't even vote for the last 8 years?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't.
Well, then I know. Be ridiculous.
I'm in it now. Like, I wasn't there then. You know, I didn't really care. I followed it, but I didn't really care. Whatever. Politics didn't affect me. Now it does. And now it's important.
Look at what happened.
Look what happened. Yeah. This is my fault.
Look what happened.
Yeah.
It is. That's what I said. When the end of 2016, I was like, fucking Dave.
Everybody says it. Yeah. Ugh. So what did you think of the march? What was your lasting takeaway?
You know what's funny? We really struggled with going. We were like, is this really, what's the point of protesting? Is it really a thing that does something? And we went there with our, you know, 8-week-year-old puppy.
You brought the puppy.
We brought the puppy.
Can I see this puppy? Can you send me a picture of the said puppy?
I'll send a picture. All right. I'll send a picture.
Thank you.
It was surprising. I think we actually were more overwhelmed by the sheer number of human beings.
Was it just super overwhelming?
You know, it was actually kind of overwhelming to be there with so many people.
That's what I was saying.
For that same cause.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to be there, to be gathered for this cause. It was actually kind of like, wow, okay, fucking A.
Fucking A, man. Yeah, there was, so I went and I tried to go meet some friends there. I went with friends and then I tried to meet friends. Meeting friends was just simply impossible. That was just impossible.
I texted so many people, said, "Hey, we're at the march. Where are you?" Nobody responded. But as soon as we got back, it was like everyone's Instagram account was like, "Hey, I'm at this corner. Look at the picture I took." I was like, I was literally looking for myself in their pictures.
Right.
But yeah,
I actually found so on your phone. This is something someone taught me recently. There is a app called Find Friends, right?
Yeah, find my friends.
Have you used this app?
You know, I did the first time I saw it on an iPhone, and then it creeped me out.
It kind of is creepy, but for situations like that, it's amazing.
That's a good point.
It's yeah, amazing.
But is the GPS really that exact?
I mean, I don't know, because I just couldn't move. Once I got out of the subway, it was just simply impossible to move. So I gave up instantaneously. And then also, everyone was trying to send their pictures. So getting a... Giggles is trying to call. I don't know what's going on.
Giggles,
I don't,
why
I,
are you calling? What's
I don't know. We'll finish this up, then I'll try to get over to him. I don't know what he's doing. He's really just... He just dropped the ball on this.
Tell Giggles to find you. Find my friend.
Find my friend. Find my friend. Yeah. So we get out, right? And so we get out and we go to, we came out of Grand Central, right? That's where we get out of. That's where, like, kind of where it was starting. And
did you try to do Find My Friend in Grand Central?
Yeah, it didn't work.
That's ridiculous.
It didn't work.
That's ridiculous.
It didn't work. I tried to get everyone to use it because it was the first time I ever saw it. And someone told me about it. And I was trying to get everyone to use it. And I was like, yo, find friends me. Nobody wanted to do it. Everyone was just sending me like a picture of their pin of where they were. And I was like, no, use the Find Friends app.
Cool, I'm there too. Could you be a little more exact?
Man? Yeah, and nobody wanted to use it. But we got, what's happening? Can you hear me? I don't know what he's doing. So get out.
This
and
happened last time. I feel like knows? This is.
I don't know what he's doing. Like I don't know what he's doing. He's got a whole bunch of things happening. Can you hear me, buddy? Mm. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Nothing.
He looks good, though. He's growing a beard. So we get out, and you growing a beard?
Yeah.
All right. Everyone's growing a beard. It's the 27th thing to do, I guess. 2017 thing to do.
2017.
Yeah. So we get out, and we get out of Grand Central, and I'm walking, like, I'm trying to get away from the mass. I just wanted to, like, wrap my head around what I saw at the moment. You know, like, it was just so many people. So I'm walking away down the block where less people are. And then all of a sudden I heard like a wave. And I put this up on my Instagram. So the people who are listening, like maybe you or whoever, are can listen. Or now he's calling me over here. Hey, buddy.
Oh, my gosh.
What's going on?
What's happening?
I don't know. I think my computers were in like a twilight zone. Because my phone was on and my computer was on and there was this echo, and I'm not getting any audio out from you on Google Hangout.
Weird.
So that's why I couldn't hear you, and then, you know.
That's really strange.
Really strange, bro.
Really strange.
So, Dave, it's great. I'm calling into my own radio show.
You know,
it's great.
Like I couldn't connect with you. You know, I wasn't getting anything from you, and I was like, "Oh, this is tough." You know, like, I checked everything on my end.
I think I know what this the show is about. The show is about
communication,
connectivity.
Connectivity, it is. It's about connectivity. This is really funny. So I got him on my phone, and my phone is up to the microphone, and that's how you're hearing him right now. So this is how we do multiple callers now. This is how this works. This is really weird. I feel really confined in a strange way because everything is right in my ear, and I'm holding Mike and I'm carrying him, literally,
and figuratively.
Just right there.
All right. So I'm gonna just finish my.
What? I was supposed to go to this kid's birthday party. And I hung out. To do the show.
Well, you're doing the show.
My cell phone.
You're doing the show, so let's be honest here. Can you restart?
I can try. All right.
I'm gonna restart mine, and then you restart yours. I love on-air meetings. And then I'll talk to Tim while we do this restart.
New development.
Uh-huh.
I said hi.
He can hear you. He can hear you.
I can hear you.
He can hear you. Yeah.
Are you talking about video games and, like, you know, other dimensions? Did he say he got a Pomeranian?
Yeah.
Is that true? Did I hear that right?
He got a Pomeranian.
The worst dogs in the world.
They are. My mom has one. My mom has one. They are yippers. I'm not gonna lie. He just.
This,
he
this
just
one's called, breaking hard.
He just this called your hard. Dog a terrorist.
That's interesting.
A terror. I called it a terror, not a terrorist.
Oh, either way.
Don't be spreading alternative facts.
Alternative facts.
Alternative facts.
All right, I'm trying. I'm restarting now. I'm
Your thing. I'll call back.
All right.
We'll get this done.
All right, I just restarted. You try to call me when you're ready on the Google chat.
Yeah, well, man, that's weird.
I know. And if not, I'll say goodbye to Tim, and then we'll get you on the phone.
No, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Tim's good.
Yeah, but I mean, Tim's not going to stay on for an hour. He's got shit to do. He's important.
I don't have
any. All right, try to restart your thing. All right.
You restart your thing.
Oh God. What?
That's
particular.
There. I don't know anymore.
Good talk. So there's a wave.
Oh, what was I talking about?
A wave.
Weird. All right, so you get out of Grand Central and you like you can't move. It's just mayhem.
Absolute
mayhem. And like not only that, but like they would shut down a bunch of subways. Like the F was shut down.
Sure.
So
sure.
Like you couldn't get there from there. You couldn't get there from like anywhere that you wanted to. So you had to like take one subway, which was packed like 10 rows deep of waiting for people, waiting for different subways. It was just crazy. So you finally get out and you come out and you see the enormity of the crowd like slowly walking by, you know?
Oh, yeah.
In a distance, too, because you're not even close to it yet. And it's slowly walking by. It's creeping by. And every, like, 10 minutes or so, there was a wave of sound where everyone just started cheering. And it moved from the back, all the way from the back of the crowd to the front, which was all the way up by Trump Tower.
Or was it from the front to the back?
Or the front to the back. However way you want to describe it. But it was such a crazy sound that I've never heard in the city before of this like enormity of this wave of screaming hurrah and hooray.
Yeah, it's in that place, you know, you go to a stadium, you're like, oh yeah, let's everyone do the wave.
Let's everyone do the wave,
In the city, you're like, what is happening?
What is happening? Exactly. Yeah. What is happening?
It's surreal. We were actually, there were a couple moments where we were so gridlocked in downtown. I just got a whistle. Did you hear a whistle?
Yeah, I got it. It's all good.
We were so gridlocked in downtown that, you know, people would be chanting something. I wish I could remember some of the choice chants that were going on, but there was eventually we got so gridlocked that you know we'd be chanting, and then all of a sudden the chant would change to left on 7, left on 7, just to get people to turn left on 7.
Left on 7.
Just to keep moving. And there were a couple times where we were in the middle of the crowd, and then the crowd started moving away from us in both directions.
Weird.
It was confusing.
That is weird. So there was no. There was no semblance. There was no, like, there was anarchy.
No central leadership, to be honest. Mm. It was just kind of like, everyone make your own way to City Hall.
Weird.
But, weird. In the end, I mean, you look at pictures, you're like, holy fucking, that's a lot of people. And it was.
A lot of people. I think he's calling again. The interesting thing about New York is that it was very, very, like, as organized as I've ever seen
really?
Yeah, it was so organized. It was amazingly organized. Like, and everyone was so happy. I've never seen vibes like that before in New York. Everyone was just so happy, and they were just like, I know we're like at shoulder to shoulder, and I know we're chanting things like, oh, what was it? Tiny hands can't build a wall. I can't remember how it went, but tiny hands don't build my wall. Something along those lines. It was one of my favorites. And, of course, I can't remember it right now. But
another one of my favorites. Welcome to your first day. We will never go away.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. It's funny how a chant, it takes on that kind of like that same, you know, that kind of same like da 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 da. It's just like that's how people know how to chant, and then they've been doing it forever, and that's how they're gonna do it. All right, let me see if I can get this guy. Call back in like 15 minutes.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Okay, I'm gonna call back in 15 minutes. By the way, got the puzzle again.
You took it apart?
Oh, I'm out now.
Oh, out. All right. Let's call back in like 15 minutes. Did you hang up? Mike, giggles. Oh, Jesus. Now everybody's out. Just leaving me hanging. All right, listen. I'm just going to text him and say, call the station. And then he'll call the station. Yo. Can you hear me? Yo, call the station. I don't know what's going on with your phone. I don't know what's going on with anybody's phone right now. Call the station. Because now I'm just sitting here, hanging on by myself. There it is. Hey, buddy. Yo. All right, so Tim's phone worked. Your phone is not working. I don't know what's going on in Colorado, but things are messed up. Things are like, I think Trump has totally come in to Colorado and shut you down. Shut you all down to Chinatown. Because everything here seems to be working fine. Because Tim was fine. I'm fine. Everybody's fine. I'm just sitting here. Sitting here on the Group W bench. Hanging out. Somebody call. All right, so it's 718-928-9732. Giggles, give me a call. I don't know what you did. I don't know what's going on. Just give me a buzz. We'll try to figure it all out. But in the meantime, I guess I'll try. Yo. So weird. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Anybody can hear me? This is great times. I'm going to try to do something here. Why don't we try to just sit here on the Group W bench, and we're going to play for you a little song. In this one, this is the song we're going to play.
I'm sorry, so
you there?
Sorry,
Dave.
Yeah.
That I was
It's Dylan.
What are you doing over there?
Sitting on the tarmac right now.
You're sitting on the tarmac?
Nothing's happening, really.
What time are you supposed to be going?
Like, hours ago.
Oh, jeez. Are you going to make it there?
It's not looking like it.
So, are you literally sitting on the plane calling us?
I am. I was listening. It sounded like you were struggling there.
So I'm not struggling. There's just nothing I can do, so I'm just going to sit here.
Right now.
Yeah, I was going to play. So here you are. Let everyone know what's happening. You are on your way where?
Trying to go to Italy.
The first time ever out of the country.
Yeah, never, because you guys ridiculed me so much. I figured I guess I have to go.
All right. It is the first time, and because of us, you're going. That's interesting.
Yeah, because of that whole
that one show where we all were like talking about how we all been somewhere.
The entire show, we just
shat on you,
ridiculed me, belittled me for never leaving the country.
Yeah, That was pretty rough for you. I remember that. I remember looking at you.
Still trying to do it.
I know. You're not going anywhere.
It's not happening.
How long have you been?
I'm on the show right now. I still haven't left the country.
So maybe you'll never leave. Maybe this is a sign.
I don't think it's possible. Yeah.
Yeah. What was I going to say? All right. So you're going to Rome, right?
Trying.
Giggles, you there? Something wrong with his phone. I don't know what's going on with it. But all right, so as we parted on Friday, I gave you one instruction of like getting audio, getting interviews. Are you gonna pull this off?
I don't know where I'm gonna be doing these interviews from. I might just be from Newark Airport bathroom.
That's fine.
That works too.
That works. Yeah. You know what you should do? You should go up and down the plane and start right talking now to people.
There's about to be like a march in this.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Just be like, why are you going? Just ask them why they're going to Italy. So like, what are you doing over there?
I don't know if that's gonna fly right now.
I don't think. Is everyone really pissed?
Yeah, there's a lot of anger here.
One thing I really do want you to do, though, is when in Rome. Give me the when in Rome, and you just do what you got to do. I'm not going to specify what you should do, but I want the segment to be called When in Rome, and let's see what you can come up with.
I think the segment would just be If I Ever Get to Rome.
If I Ever Get to Rome, yeah. What happened to you yesterday? I thought you were going to try to come out for the to work. Yeah,
Too many people.
Yeah, I hear that. What?
You were there, right?
Yeah, I went. I did. There was a lot of people. There was a ton of people. It was pretty intense. You would have liked it, I think. There was a lot of things happening.
It's pretty fun.
It's pretty. Yeah, there was some crowd surfing. There were some really good punny signs, you know?
The signs are great.
One of my favorite signs was this guy goes, "Hey, Donald Trump, go make my wife a sandwich." It was pretty good. And then his wife had a sign that said, "And I want avocado, too."
The best one I saw was Melania, blink twice if you need help or something.
That was really good. Yeah, I saw that one. Yeah, that was pretty good.
In person?
In person. I did see that one in person. I feel like a multitude of people saw that one or made that one. You know, it was just like, that's what people are making. Let me see if I have. I took a lot of pictures. Here's one sign that said, "Mother Earth is not for your consumption." I don't know what that one was. That's a little weird.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a really good one, and it was Dawn of the Dead. That was pretty good. And it was a painting of the cover of Dawn of the Dead with his face on the top. I heard the bell go off. What does that mean?
Yeah. It just means you're going to have to wait another couple hours.
Yeah. Are you ever going to get out of there?
No. I told you.
Some information away over the radio and the phone and email. So we're going to push back here in just a few more minutes. Thanks for your patience.
What did they say?
There's something about get off the radio.
I think they said that guy who's on the phone, get off the phone.
You said the guy who's on the phone with someone on the radio. Once you're done with that, we can, take off.
Is there anything we can do to help this along? Like, can I call the airline for you, or can I
call Delta?
Call Delta? Is that which airline you're on?
Call Delta. I was told there's free drinks on international flights. So I'm still waiting on that.
I think you have to get in the air first.
Yeah,
it's kind of like if you go on a boat, you got to go out a certain way before you can start gambling. Yeah,
it'll be an international airs before you can start drinking.
Yeah,
uncontrollably.
I guess so. You should you should try to do the Wade Boggs, where you try to drink 70 beers before you land.
I could have done that on the tarmac right now.
You within a couple hours. What's Laura doing over there?
She's fine. She's watching some documentary on global warming.
Oh, it sounds terrible. You guys are going to be flying over the water. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, it should be all right.
I hear the word water being echoed over and over in the background. What's going on over there?
I don't know. We're just sitting here. This is what it's like to go like out of the country. This is why I never go.
Yeah, it is what it's like to go out of the country. Let's see if Giggles comes back. Let's give him a try.
It's the longest anyone's been on there that I've hung up on.
Yeah. He's not picking up his phone now. Oh, so crazy.
He's changed.
He really has changed. I think fame went to his head. Now he's just like, I don't even want to do my own show. And apparently he backed out of going to a kid's party to do the show. And like, honestly, I'm going to say who would want to go to a kid's party?
Is he upset about that?
I think so.
Is he regretting that?
I think he's regretting the fact that he can't even go get on his own radio show and gave up going to a kid's party. It's kind of weird.
I could be at a kid's party right now.
You could be at a kid's party! Oh, man. What am I doing on Monday? Are you going to be back at work?
I don't know. I don't think I'm going to be. I'll probably be in Newark Airport still.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
You should probably just go home. Can you call Eric and see if he can pick you up?
Yeah. That's scarier than being in flying over the water.
Exactly. I should call him and tell him to get on, and we'll talk this through.
I think they might actually be safe. I think we're going. All right. I gotta go.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Later.
Good luck.
Good luck to you. Let me know when you land, if you land safely or whatever.
Hey, come on. Don't think this.
Well, then also do the Dylan in Rome if you get there.
I'm going to.
I may meet you there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're supposed to be there.
Yeah, I might go.
Where are we going to meet?
I don't know.
Do you have a location? We use that app, right?
Yeah, we'll use the Find Friends app, and I'll...
Find your friends?
Yeah, just keep a tab on it, and if I go out of New York...
I'll know you're going to Rome.
Right. What are they saying?
And we'll be on our way to Milan in just a few minutes.
I don't know.
We do realize that some of you have gotten comfortable and have even moved about the cabin, and may have even turned on your cell phones.
Oh, man, you're not going anywhere.
No.
Bring your seat back to the upright lock position.
I think it's because of my passport looks fake. The photo doesn't look fake.
It does look fake.
Because I got it taken in the bodega.
That was really bizarre. That was really weird. I didn't know that you could get a like passport picture at a bodega.
It was incredible.
It is incredible. Can you do that like anywhere in America, or is that just a New York thing?
I always thought it was. Yeah, I think everywhere else in like the continental like 48, you got to go to a post office. But in New York, you go to a bodega, they whip out the bench, the chair, whatever that was, the stool,
and a white piece of plastic they got out of the garbage.
I'm getting yelled at right now. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
All right, later. All right,
bye. Bye.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry
about that.
All right, let's see if Giggles calls back. If not, Tim, call back in. Because I'm just sitting here hanging out for another 20 minutes. It's cool, though. I could talk for 20 minutes. Giggles, try calling in again. I don't know where you are. One thing. Oh, hello? Hello? I think he's screwing with me. Why is his phone not working? So bizarre. Yeah. Phone's not working. What a weird day. Well, you know, you got to take them when you can get them. You can leave them when you drop them, and you got to do all those things. But in the end, you just got to roll with it. And that's kind of what I learned yesterday. You got to roll with what you got, right? The interesting thing about yesterday is I sat there and I took it all in. It was really... All right, let's try this again. Are you there?
I'm back.
Oh, Jesus. What's happening, buddy?
Not much. How's Dave doing? Or how's Mike doing?
I have no idea. I can't get in touch with him at all.
So you've been alone this whole time?
Well, no. I had other people calling in and keeping me company.
Oh, that's nice. Who else called?
My buddy Dylan.
No, I don't care.
No, you don't. But the funny thing is that I know he's tried to call a few times, and when I answer, there's nothing there. So you called. It was fine. Dylan called. It was fine. I think it's something in Colorado. Perhaps Colorado just went dark.
That's a strong possibility.
It's a strong possibility.
What is Mike doing in Colorado?
He's living there now.
That's insane.
I know.
That's insane.
It's really insane. He lives like in, he lives in Aurora, I think, or something along those lines. I'm not sure where he lives, but he's not far from Denver. He goes there all the time. He likes it. He loves it.
Yeah, no, I love Colorado.
Yeah.
It's a great place.
It's a great place. I've never been, so I can't say anything about it.
But you just said it was great.
I was just kind of thinking out loud.
Just talking.
Yeah.
Just talking.
Just talking. So I haven't talked to you in a while. What have you been up to? So can we say that your show got
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, it's going. It's back on Amazon saying, "Hey, we're coming back soon.
Yeah.
Stay tuned."
So
Claude Van
Williams
Johnson.
That's what it was. Jean-Claude Van Johnson. He's trying to call again. So it got picked up. Congratulations all around for that. I mean,
well, thanks. I mean, it's not really, you know, I'm recurring, so I didn't, you know, I have a horse in the race, but it's more like a pony compared to, you know, everyone else.
Yeah, but I mean, you still got a role. You got a great role. I love your role.
It's a fantastic role. It's definitely very exciting to be. I'm very excited to play it. It's you know, in the end, it's always a joy to play douchey people.
Sure.
It just allows you so much license to just go there
and just roll with it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what's fun about the characters actually. It's mostly costume. You put all that on and then you don't really have to do too much. It's just that it does it for you. And then of course the writing is, pretty spot on. But you know, I'm looking forward to getting back into it in March.
Yeah.
Supposedly I haven't seen it or heard anything.
Yeah, is there anything that we can see you in that is on the big screen or the small screen or the phone screen? Besides pictures you send me of your dog.
I did an Enterprise commercial.
Well, that's fun. Oh, I think I don't think I saw it, but I think I saw you talking about it or something along those lines.
It's Kristen Bell. Kristen Bell's sponsoring the Enterprise company. And I'm in spot.
That's fun. Nice. So that you're in a long line of great people who've done Enterprise commercials. So it's you, then there's the juice.
Oh, sure.
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 It really all comes down to him. It really just all comes down to OJ. Everything comes back to OJ. I'm finding this to be like a pattern in my life where like I something happens and I'm like, oh, that guy, he's been in something. Oh, yeah, he helped write something for OJ. Or there's something always surrounding OJ. It's always there. News. We live in a 24-hour news cycle because of OJ.
You just can't escape.
You can't escape him. It's bizarre.
Can't escape the juice.
Can't escape the juice. And here you are doing an Enterprise commercial.
I know.
Picking up his slack.
I was on the lot of this car dealership and I was like, Where are the Broncos at?
All right, let's see if Mike can get back in. Giggles, you there? What's going on, dude?
I'm so mad. Why can't I be part of my own radio show?
What is going on?
You're hosing me. David Trotta's trying to call it too.
Well, people have been calling me. First of all, let me talk for a second. First of all, I've been doing the show. I've been doing the show alone, so people have been calling me to make sure that I don't have to do the show alone. So that's why things are busy. All right. That's why the phone is busy. And you have been calling nonstop. And every time you call, it's as if you're prank calling me and just leave and not saying a word.
I can't connect for some reason. I can't hear you. When I go down there and I was with the Google Chats, I don't know if the Google Chats is off, but I thought somebody seriously cut my network. I thought Trump had like my network cut because like I couldn't make any calls out. I called Julie at the party. I was like, hey, I just want to make sure my phone's working because I was getting nothing out.
No, I couldn't
reach out to anyone.
I don't know what's happening over there. What is going on?
I feel like Trump would target you, Mike.
Yeah.
I really don't know, but I'm just trying to connect. We got 14 minutes left.
I know.
45 minutes.
I know. You've been 45. What is happening? So have you tried to, like, I don't know. Can you restart your router? I don't know what the deal is over there.
I refreshed everything, and like, anytime, yeah, it just wasn't working, man. I don't know what happened.
Let's go back to the source. Let's go back to the source.
What's the source?
What kind of presence? Jesus Christ, he just doesn't stop talking.
Well, he can't hear you because it's my phone being held up to a microphone.
That's horrible. That's horrible. Yeah. I keep waiting for him to stop and then talk.
Stop. I can turn up the house mics. He might be able to hear you if I do that. Oh, my God. Everything's so crazy today. Tim, can you hear me?
Why?
I can hear you.
I went to a two-year-old's birthday party, and I stay home to do the show, and I could have been calling you from the party.
Well, first of all, do you really want to go to a two-year-old's birthday party? Come on. Networking? Come on. You don't really want to do that.
I'm sorry. Did he say he was going to network at a two-year-old party?
Yeah, he did. Network at a two-year-old party. That just doesn't even make sense.
Corey, are you meeting babysitters? Is that what's happening?
Babysitters. Babysitters. What? All right. So did you try to get back on Google Chat or what?
Yeah. And I switched computers. I switched cables. Like, I did the troubleshooting on my end. Just to make sure my network was good, and I got full strength. I'm golden. I switched headphone jacks. I switched USB jacks. I switched computers. Like, I think the problem is on your end. I don't want to point the finger, but I really think it's you. Really think you're on to me.
I mean,
everything's good on my end, but like, something, you're not just giving me a feed or something, I think.
I mean, no,
I see you. It did.
It just seems to be a wreck. But I see you when you call in. I wasn't hearing you when you were trying to call the station. I really think it's something on your end, but I just can't look into it right now. I'm kind of in the middle of a show. Oh, jeez.
Good show from your end.
Yeah, it's a great show. I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm having a great time. I mean, there was moments where I was like sitting here talking to myself, but that's fine. I can sit here and talk to myself all day.
It's hard.
Yeah.
There's a 917 number calling me on the line right now.
All right, go talk to them for a second. All right. Holy Christ, that's a lot, right? Are you there? He's a lot to handle.
Mike, are you connected? Can you hear me?
I'm connected. I'm connected. Can you hear me?
Everybody's connected.
I got us all on. I did it.
Tim's the savior. Brought us all together. You're the great communicator.
There he is. What happened? It was crazy.
I merged you into my
thanks, bud. Thanks, man. Hey, nice. I'm glad I called you. I'm glad I swiped over, because then this wouldn't have happened.
Yeah,
I called you.
Yeah.
Actually, I called you.
Right, he called you, and then I was like, go take that call, because you were just screaming.
I was panicked.
You were.
I really wanted to be a part of the show tonight.
I know.
I really wanted to be a part of the gang.
We could hear the panic. Yeah. It was in
panic
your voice.
Panic was there.
All right,
you were threatening. You were literally threatening to go to a two-year-old birthday party.
No, I was gonna go to the party, and then like I stayed home, and then
I believe the words were you were gonna go to a two-year-old party to network, and that to me is like red flag.
It's a little creepy.
What? Networking cake, bro. Networking cake, man. There's cake and food, and there's people. Like, I'm an extrovert. I like being around people. I like new situations. You know this. I like people. Sure.
So did you say network?
I know you like people.
Did you say network cake?
We called it networking cake. Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
What does that cake look like? And who bakes that? Is there a specific baker that you go into a baker and say, hi, I would like a
network cake. Can I get a network cake? I think that's the same baker that made Trump's cake. That mimicked.
He did.
Obama's cake.
He did. There's a little blue bird on top.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna do this.
Finally reunited.
I'm gonna do this. We have 9 minutes left. I'm gonna give Giggles 3 minutes because he's been you can hear it in his voice. He just wants to talk. So I want to hear what he has to say.
No. Okay, go ahead, Mike. No, go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah. Sure. No, I don't have to talk.
I can
sit back and listen.
No, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. So I took some yoga today.
Go ahead.
You there?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Can you hear me? Great. Okay. Go ahead. Mike, go ahead.
Where are you?
You can talk.
Are you there?
Go ahead.
Hello.
You guys are a bunch of bastards.
So you went to yoga today.
You there?
Yeah, go.
Are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Are you going to talk?
Yes, I'm here. I can't tell if you guys can hear my audio.
Yeah, we're fine.
The whole night, like, I've been trying to connect with you guys.
Mike,
like,
we are listening. Our ears are wide open. We're ready.
Go for it. We're down to 7 minutes now.
Transmit now.
What's going on? Are you there?
No, I took some yoga today, and it felt good. Yeah,
is yoga. Tim, can you hear him?
I got it. He did yoga.
All right, go on.
I think that's it. That's all he had. Was he did yoga?
That's it. I wrote all my notes are downstairs. I was starting from the basement, and then I went upstairs.
We started from the bottom. Now we're here. Now, that's really all what it comes down to.
Started from the bottom. Now we're here.
Do you want to go get them and call back?
Don't get off the phone because you're never getting back on.
No, I've made it this far. I'm not turning around.
Not turning around.
I mean,
it feels good to connect with you guys. It feels good to, like, talk to all.
Well, then
you know,
say something.
At the same time.
Say something.
It's been a while since the three of us have been together.
This is
you
true.
Know, In the time that it took for you to connect with us, I baked a cake.
That's nice.
Nice.
For a 2-year-old?
It's a networking cake.
Networking cake.
Is it for your Pomeranian?
It is for my pom.
What's the Pomeranian's name?
We're working on that.
You don't have a name for it?
It's difficult, man. You got to live with a dog. You got to live with it.
I think
it's going to be like Pookie.
But you've got a dog that's just...
Or like...
No, I would not name it after one of your children. This dog's name is probably going to be Lupin.
What?
Lupin as in the flower. Lupin.
And
kind of wolf. Yeah, Lupin. L-U-P-I-N-E. Or Coyote.
Coyote's better than Lupin. I like it. You're going to be like, Lupin! That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, and then I think of Andy calling the dog, and it's like, Lupin!
Lupin! Yeah, but if you give him Coyote, he's probably going to try to make a jam chant.
He is.
Yeah.
You guys were talking about jam chants, and I really wanted to talk about that.
When?
But I couldn't hear you guys.
When?
Earlier in the show, you guys were talking about jam chants, right?
No, we just brought up jam chants.
That was
right
the first time we brought up jam chants. What show were you listening to?
Yeah, what are you? Where are you right now?
What is happening over there?
What part of Colorado are you in? Like the future part of Colorado?
I think so.
Or, okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
My connection was rough, dude. I tried two different computers, and then, you heard my cat ate through the laptop computer cable a couple weeks ago, the power cord. So that's
it's a bastard
I
cat.
My normal computer.
He's a bastard
to
cat.
The show.
Yeah.
He eats everything.
Yeah.
Headphones.
Yeah. Well, he eats all the expensive stuff. He's eaten three headphones, two cell phone charger cables, and a computer cable. And I think this is why somebody gave him up, because it was like, this cat eats through power cables. He's going to cost you money. So somebody
he's going to get shocked. He's going to.
You know, and that was me.
He's going to get shocked one day, and that'll be the end of that poor cat.
I feel like you wouldn't have gotten into this situation if you had been to a couple more 2-year-old networking parties.
Yeah, just go get some network cake. Bring it over. The cat will eat the cake, obviously.
No, networking and cake. I was saying networking and cake. It's
didn't hear the end.
You know, it's not about just networking. It's about the cake.
It's about the cake.
You know, and like the handshake.
Well, you got on today. You got on the show in the last 10 minutes, so you got to feel good about that.
Yeah. That's a good thing you did today.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a question for you guys. What's the first thing you do when you go to like a new house? Do you go like straight for the kitchen sink and like wash your hands? Do you, you know, what do? Do you go for the food? Do you say hi to somebody? Do you find the host?
Oh, this is like
what's
a new
thing
house
you guys do?
That somebody lived in, not like an
empty
house.
That's what I was thinking too, that it was just this the empty house that you may move into.
Yeah. Okay, so this is somebody else's house.
Yeah, somebody else's house. Like a, you know, an event somewhere.
I think
what
the obvious
the first place you go. Is
all
it
right.
The bathroom? Is it the kitchen sink? Like what is it?
Tim, go for it. This is you.
Oof. I go up to the bedroom and just sleep in the bed for a minute just to see what that feels
just
like.
Just a quick minute. Just be like, listen, can I use
just
your
a
bed?
Quick minute. Oh, okay.
Can I use your bed?
How you sleep? All right.
I can get
Where's
into that.
Where's the master? Let me see the master.
Yeah. Got to see the master. How do you think you sleep? You know.
I mean, how close are you?
Who the hell do you think you are?
How close are you to these people?
Just a handshake.
Like, you don't even know them. You're just storming into their house and saying,
yeah,
can I check out your cake in your kitchen so I can get a piece?
That's right. Do you have cake? That's the first thing you say.
Do you have cake?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Where can I drop some business cards?
Yeah.
Like, can I leave a stack of cards right here on your nightstand?
Always networking cake.
On your not on the foyer, on the nightstand.
He's always
stand networking right there.
That giggles is always
targeted,
networking.
That's targeted advertising right there. That is targeted marketing. It's good.
Right before you go to bed and right when you wake up.
There you go. Boom.
It's just like sneak into people's houses and like drop business cards while they're sleeping. And they wake up to like a stack of cards. Oh, I'm sorry. This guy was in his bed. He was in our house.
And you also leave a cake.
You gotta leave a cake.
Yeah.
Gotta leave a cake. I mean, it's called a networking cake for a reason.
It is.
All right, guys, we did it. We made it through. It was kind of rough.
That was super rough, bro.
I'll leave.
I don't know where to put the blame.
I
don't know where to put the blame.
We're gonna have to do some tests next week a little earlier.
Hey, listen.
Hey.
If the marks taught you anything, it's not about where you put the blame.
That's right. It's about. What is it about?
I don't know
either.
It's where you put the love.
It's where you put the love.
That's right.
It's where you put the cake.
It's
where you put the cake.
Breaking and entering.
Breaking
it's
and
right
entering.
There.
The cake.
The,
I will say okay. this. I'll end
oh,
it with.
Hey,
yeah, all
I
right.
got a show recommendation. Show recommendation. as well as Tim's show.
Yeah.
But Sneaky Pete on Amazon Video is really good. Giovanni Ribisi. You know, you guys, you don't like it? You think it's kind of too much drama?
Meh. Meh.
Love you guys.
Meh.
All right, later, buddy. All right, we have 40 seconds.
Later, buddy.
All right. Do you want to get the last 40 seconds in? You want to? Oh, he's gone. All right. What do we got coming up? What do we got next? We got 30 seconds. What do we got next? Give it to me again. We got 5 seconds.
Collision Never Visited, New Music, Diet Sick, Dropkick Murphys. Peace.
Yes!